Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. Don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one cafe latte mocha cappuccino from Juan Valdez. So take that. Little campers. Buckle up. Here we go. Devotional diamonds of the day. We got some doozies. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Why do people like to hear about my tragedy? Spiritual observations that may prove, in fact, I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. We probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think. Why am I listening to this show? Good question. The review of the Goofy News, it proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking life's questions about life, and here's today's contemplation. Can God be too busy for you? Can God be too busy? Hold on, I'm very busy. Can God be too busy for you? If you want to give us a call and give your opinion, 866-K-PRAISE, that's the phone number. Sound effects, by the way, for the show, placed at the wrong time, but have nothing to do with the show.
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
That's what I said. We're living life as a Christian. That's what we're doing. We're taking phone calls and more. Compelling monologues. Riveting interviews. Fascinating callers. What show is that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. We have got a doozy of a show. Ray Bentley going to be on later.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Romco Financial invites you to the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside, March 27th at 6 p.m. for a free educational reverse mortgage workshop. Call 866-611-30 or online at aromco.biz. Trust with confidence. Trust a Romco. BRE 01853626 NMLS 277-316.
I'm Mia Hamm, two-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm six-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So, altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lift, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3. Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Let's take care of the important business. Let's do a check of the weather. We have weather. It's always good to know we have it. The day we don't have weather, I'm just hoping the trumpet went and we're all going up. Traffic, not too bad because it's only 2:05 on a Wednesday in California. Not that bad. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our very good friend Tommy Hawthorne. Let me tell you something. They're getting some really big traction in the community, and I, for one, am blessed that they're getting traction. Here's the deal. Genesis Recovery, not your normal, oh, well, that's, you know, good. Do people go in there and get sober? That's good. Yeah, that is good. And there's nothing wrong with that across the board. But Genesis Recovery is involved in helping people recover that which was not just broken, but lost. It's not just a sobriety. It's a way to retool life. And I am 1,000% behind that. People that are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, it's a tough, tough bondage. There's a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters, and you're thinking, oh, no, you can't be a Christian and go through that. What? What? Who thinks that? Of course you can. You can get caught up in a sin that you can't get through and you need help to get through. That is what the church is supposed to do. It's supposed to help those people get through that process so they can overcome. Yes, overcoming is in Christ. But sometimes people have a hard time accessing walking in the overcoming element. That's what Genesis Recovery helps them do. Make that connection. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. The phone number is 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Let me tell you this, just so you can kind of understand. If you are a person that feels the burden that, man, I just want to pray for those people that are really struggling, I'm pleading with you as a brother in the Lord, please do so. If you're a person that wants to sponsor somebody that you're thinking, I want to sponsor somebody, I want to help in some capacity, please do so. Contact them and do it. We're not, just go directly to them. If you're a person that knows somebody, or if you are a person that is somebody and you need some help, contact these guys. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, 619-797-7319. And you talk to Tommy. And good man, right spirit, right heart, right person for the job and the right ministry. That's what I got to say about that. Okay. So much to cover. I'm not sure where to begin. I'm going to have to ruin Robo Paul's little working element because I got to tell him two things and he's not going to like one of them. Well, one of them you won't care about.
Bring it on.
Okay, here we go. First one, which I think is rather funny, and for those that don't think it's funny, get a pulse, is this, and that is I received a psychic invitation through my email account yesterday. First time ever. Psychic email invitation. Says psychic invitation just for you. So here's my question. Ready? How come they didn't know that I would delete it if they're psychics? I don't get it. In other words, I get the email. We're psychic. Yeah, but then you should know I'm going to go junk file, delete, never send again.
Report as spam.
Come on. How it's, you know, we're psychic. We're saying, let's send an email to him. Oh, well, maybe he deletes it. That's not a very good psychic power. I just want to say that's a losing
They did
proposition.
Not see that one coming.
They did not see that coming. Number two, I wanted to talk about this, but I got to be very careful because I know there's a lot of sensitive people out there to this subject, and that is I discovered this in my Hebrew root word study today, and that is I discovered Madonna mental madness. Oh, what? You can't talk about Madonna. It's a Christian radio show. Madonna mental madness. Don't tell me what I could do on the show. Here's what happens. I don't know if you know it or not, but former pop star, former, like, I don't know. I don't know if she's a tweaker. I don't know what she is. But she's into this thing called Kabul. You ever heard of Kabul? It's like Kaboom from the Flintstones, only not quite. It's Kabul. And Kabul is a Hebrew mysticism. That's what it is. And it's not, people are like, oh, it's old, it's ancient, it's old, it's ancient. It's old and ancient like the Fort Edsel is old and ancient. It's not that old. And so I was doing my little word study. Guess where the origin is for Kabul? You ready?
Go for it.
Okay. It comes out of 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 13. Don't you know I'm using passages? Don't you know I'm using scripture and everything we talk about? 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 13. I'm going to tell you where Kabul came from, the Hebrew mysticism. Ready? And people are going to be like, I'm mad at you. Oh, well. Here's what it is. In this particular situation, Hiram had a displeasure over 20 cities that King Solomon gave him as part of a payment. Okay, so King Solomon makes this deal. He makes a deal with Hiram, King Hiram, and they make this agreement. And here's the agreement. The agreement is, hey, if you help me float some logs and get me some right timber, I'll give you some cities. We'll give you some gold. I'll give you make sure that your people are fed. I'll take care of them. It's a great deal. Everybody's happy. And Hiram is like, okay, that sounds like a good deal to me. So in 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 13, that's 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 13, here is what happened. Hiram decides to go pay a visit to the cities that Solomon is giving him. He's like, I'm going to go check out the cities that I'm getting for a payment. So I'm all excited. Wow, wow, wow. And when Hiram saw the cities that Solomon paid him, this is what took place. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 13. He said, referring to Hiram, what are these cities which you have given me, my brother? So they were called the land of Kabul to this day. So the word Kabul comes from the Hebrew in 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 13, when Hiram is talking to Solomon, and then Solomon gives him these 20 cities, and then Hiram is like, what? You call these cities? What? And then he goes, these cities are Kabul. You know what Kabul means in the Hebrew?
No, I don't.
Okay. It means good for nothing. That's what it means. It means good for nothing. Kabul means good for nothing in the Hebrew, folks. Get over it. You can't change the Hebrew language because you want it to fit Hebrew mysticism. Here's the bottom line. The Bible defines the spiritualism of Kabul ahead of time, calling it worthless. Before it ever comes about, God's like, Kabul, which means good for nothing. That's where that comes from. So I'm doing this Hebrew study, Hebrew word study, and Kabul, which is the core of this Hebrew mysticism, originates back in the day of Solomon with Hiram going, what? That's not a city? You call that a city? That's kind of like going to like Cleveland and comparing Cleveland to San Diego. You'd like go, what? That's not a city? You call that a city? That's Kabul. That's good for nothing. So for those that didn't know that, I'm just helping you out so you can understand where some of that stuff comes from. Kabul. So it's, and again, not Kaboom, and not the guy. Who's the guy from the Flintstones? Who's the Kaboom? What was his name?
The Great Kazoo?
Kazoo. Yeah, not Kazoo and not Kaboom, which is Kaboom is like one of the things that they would say in a cartoon. Kabul, which means good for nothing. That's something to keep in mind, or maybe not. you know, that's another way to look at that. Quick DDD that we'll go out with. We've got a major, major show today. Did you know we have a major show? We've got Brian Jennings, who's going to be coming on the show at 2:30. And then you know who we got coming into the studio is Pastor Ray Bentley from Maranatha Chapel. And he's going to be talking about his book, which is pretty cool. So we're going to be discussing that at 3 o'clock. He has a book called The Holy Land Key, Unlocking End Times Prophecy Through the Lives of God's People in Israel. That's going to be pretty cool. That's going to be pretty awesome. Additionally, we're going to be talking about some other nutty things in the news, because that is always fun. In fact, well, we'll get to that in a minute. I want to do a quick DDD, and then we're going to exit out. Here's what the DDD is. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Go ahead and write that down, Robo Paul. That's a big key. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Here's what it says. Ready? It says, "What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? If God is for us, who is against us?" And so when I read this, like Romans chapter 8, I come down with these notes and I write these little things. So here's what the notes I wrote. First of all, what do we say? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say, Bubby? What do you say? This is what you say. You say, God is for us. Yeah, that's good. God is for us. I like that. And then the next question is, who is against us? That's a, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like this, God's for us, who's against us? The third question that's not in the scripture is this one, and who cares? If God is for you, who cares? I mean, the rest of it's who cares? Because you and God, that makes a majority. I know that's really tough logic for some people. Can't help you. That's how it goes. You and the Lord, that makes a majority. So when it says, what then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who's against us? Now, who is God for? He is for those who are for him and his son. And there's no question about that. And you think, well, what do you mean God's for us? Well, you can either be for something or against something. So Robo Paul, he's against the Red Wings. Me, your humble host, I'm for the Red Wings. See how one of us is for something and then against something? And it's the same thing? In the same capacity, God is either for us or against us. Okay, in this case, scripture tells us he's for us because we're for him. He's for us. We're for each other. I mean, it's like a great thing. How is that not the greatest thing in the world to know that God is your partner? That's like, oh, wait, I've got a partner. He's loaded. Not only is he loaded, he knows everything about this subject. In fact, he knows everything about every subject. That's a great partner to partner with. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at the news, which may make you shudder.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
My dear friends, we are here to say goodbye to Joey and Doll, giving them eternal rest in their favorite wood, a pine box.
Pine? We love pine.
No, no, don't eat the casket. Oh, what the hey? Give me a piece of that.
It's true. Termites love wood. your wood. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Fortunately, our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites before they eat your home by using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods. You won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when Ecola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Hey, don't listen to her. She's not nice to termites.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
Do you own rental properties in California or out of state? Have you been thinking about getting into real estate investing but don't know where to start? Hi, this is JK. My investment club, Lady Landlords of San Diego, and now of Orange County, is the place for you. First, don't let the name fool you. Lady Landlords is a group for both gentlemen and ladies who want to get information on current real estate trends, attend educational workshops, and find the best investment opportunities. Our mission is to assist our members in achieving their real estate investment goals. Call me at 619-550-7011 for more information. Call now for details on special discounts like free entry into our next monthly meeting, 10% off the next buying tour, plus throw your name into the drawing for a free annual membership. Call 619-550-7011. That's 619-550-7011, or go to ladylandlords.com for more information.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
SDCCU's biggest used car sale ever comes to the Del Mar Fairgrounds Saturday, March 22nd, with over 400 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and rates as low as 0.98% APR. Subject to credit approval, APR is annual percentage rate. Details at sdccu.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial, our good friend Jonathan During at the La Jolla Gateway team. Let's just talk about what they're doing, and it's just simple stuff. It's not even that complex. They're helping churches who are existing as churches be in existence 100 years from now. 100 years from now, will your church ministry be alive? If the Lord tarries, he doesn't come right away, does your church prepare? Do they have plans? Are they working things out? Are they considering what's going to take place? That's why it's called Project 2100, because actually it's 86 years from now. They just want to say it in the year 2100, how you looking? How's it looking? Are you guys having any plans? Do you have any preparations? Are you doing anything? If you have any desire to understand how to prepare for your future, and by the way, for those that don't understand planning, let me just say this real quickly. Planning for things that come for tomorrow is one thing. Worrying about things about tomorrow, that's another thing. Making plans and trying to move in a direction, then submitting them to the Lord and saying, if it's, you know, if you're with us in this, we'll do this. And if not, we'll do what you want. Whatever it is, thy will be done. That's the right attitude. Okay. Worrying or being afraid about tomorrow, that's a sin. You're thinking, what do you mean it's a sin? Everybody worries about tomorrow. Well, if you want to just take Matthew 6 and toss it out of Scripture, go ahead. Just get rid of it. That's cool. But the bottom line to that is you really want to have wisdom and counsel, and you want to make plans, and you want to do the best you can to prep for the future. That's what people do. And what we're encouraging you to do is get a hold of Thrivent Financial, who helps churches do that very thing. Not just college prep, but pastor retirement. Not just pastor retirement, but understanding the notes on the church, and understanding what those debt ratios are, and understanding that there's 580 some odd ways to take Social Security, of which I only know one. That tells you what I know. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to call Thrivent Financial at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. Talk to Ruth. Set up an appointment. They'll buy you a cup of coffee. They'll tell you what they're doing and what their programs are. Plus, if you're a church and you're like, man, I'd like to get some financial teachings in the church, but we really just don't have that capacity, they set that up at no charge. They come in and they help your church set up different financial classes, spiritually based, Christ-centered different classes. That's kind of cool. 858-455-5227. That's who you want to call, Thrivent Financial. Say, tell them I said hello. Okay, so here's something that I was talking to our very own Kevin about. Kevin Davis, who's on, let's see, he's in the mornings. Like, he's on, what is he on? He's on like 4 in the morning till 8 or something, or 5 till 9. Or
He's on about 4:30 to 9.
So that was a pretty good guess on my part. And then he does the After Spoons.
Yes.
That's just like he does the afternoon with After Spoons. So him and I were that whole thing. And him and I were talking, and there's this story out of Kingsport, Tennessee. Did you hear about this story about the tipping?
I did not.
All right, let me tell you about this. This is I don't know if this is good, but we were talking about it, and I'm still kind of formulating my thoughts as we're talking about it. But anyway, a pastor in Kingsport, Tennessee, which the reason that's important is because my daughter is moving to Tennessee because her and her husband, they got a new position at a church. And so they're moving to Tennessee. So now, you know, things that happen in Tennessee matter in the sense that I'm going to go there. So, I mean, that matters. Anyway, a pastor has created a website, and the idea is to challenge churchgoers into tipping more, specifically on Sundays. So here's the premise of the story. The pastor's contention is, and the pastor's name is Chad Roberts, and his contention is Christians are cheap. That's the contention. And on Sundays, after they've given to the Lord, then it's time for tipping at a restaurant, and they're like, well, I just gave to God. So that's like, so instead of paying 15 or 20%, they tip like 5% or 10%. So his challenge is, hey, people that work on Sundays need a break. I mean, it's Sunday. They don't get to go to church like you're going to. How about being more generous than ever before? And I think that Kevin's point of view, our own, very own Kevin Davis, was, hey, there's a truth to that. That there are some Christians that are cheap. And then him and I began to talk about it, and I thought, well, there are Christians that are cheap, but they're not just cheap in tipping. They're cheap in everything. So it's not just tipping, it's everything. So like for me, now I'm not cheap in tipping, but I'm cheap in clothes, right? I go to a store, and if it's at Walmart and it's less than $10, I'm seriously considering. Okay. I did not say I was buying, folks. Come on. I'm not this luxury magnet kind of dude. Anyway, I'm just thinking about it. You know, and if it's under 5, odds are good. But then again, so is the little paper airplane thing that they have, that little balsa wood. So the point is the question that the pastor is asking is, are Christians cheap? Are they? And shouldn't we as Christians be more generous than anybody else? So I'm going to harken back to a story, and it's not he's touting his own horn. No, I'll do that in the next segment. I don't have to do that in this one. I'll do that later. But here's something. So the wife and I, we went to this dinner theater thing, and we had a really good time. We were there for hours, and we were staying at a hotel that was by there. It's kind of like our anniversary getaway. So we do that. We date still. Well, whatever we can afford it. That's why I'm cheap, is so I can do those things. And so we got there, and we got the bill, and the bill was like, I think it was like $110 or $115. But instead of being my normal cheapy, which would have been me having a coronary and then trying to cut off my foot and sell it to pay for it, we decided we were going to be super duper duper generous and give the waitress an enormous tip. We gave her a tip that was pretty much equal to the bill. right? So we're getting ready. We're leaving. We're the last people there. Why? Well, because I like to get every inch out of my entertainment that I can. And so I don't leave until it's done. And when I mean done, I mean it's done. So we're getting ready to leave. And she comes up to us and she's crying. And she was short her rent, the amount that we tipped her. And then we say, so he's like, you think, wow. See, to me, that tipping becomes an opportunity to be a blessing or to be a vehicle that God will bless somebody in. Now, does that happen all the time? No. Do every time you talk to somebody, do you lead them to Christ? No. Does that mean you stop talking to people? No. So it's like, come on. But you have to have a kind of an openness that allows you that freedom to do that. And I would say this one thing. There are people that said that the pastor was guilt-tripping church people to tip more. And as I was reading the headline, it dawned on me, well, that's a headline, isn't it? Because whatever it says in the news, half the time they're lying, okay? Whatever you think, that's it's a lie. It's a lie. They're doing that to get attention. Let me show you how you get attention on the air. Ready? Sex. What, you're listening now? That's how you do that. So the point of that is to grab your attention. I think the pastor was challenging. And saying to people, look, if you're going out on a Sunday and people are servicing and you're at a restaurant, be just that much more generous. Just because you gave in the box or gave in the hat or gave as they passed the bowl around or however it is your church does it, doesn't mean you need to pull it back for somebody who's working on a Sunday. In fact, the very monies that you give out of your generosity could be the very blessing that that person's been praying for. How cool would that be, and how in sync would you be in the kingdom of God? Ooh, good one. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back. We got a special guest that's going to be joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Time slows to an ocean breeze at the Hotel Del Coronado with days your children will recall years from now when they return with their own kids. The Hotel Del Coronado, time to be together. For details, please visit HotelDel.com or call 800-HOTEL-DEL.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. As Jesus once said, I come to serve, not to be served. That's been my motto for over 35 years. Our number one priority should be the safest place we can put our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or just money we want to keep from losing. Think about this. Gold can go backwards, silver, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, but not my indexed annuity. The safest place historically to put money? Insurance companies. You can't lose any principal or growth due to stock market decline. Get like stock market growth without the risk. And now, currently, earn over 11%. First year, guaranteed only. What other product does all that without the risk? Call me at 1-800-553-6247. No one in this country has ever lost a penny due to stock market decline. No commission you pay me, and no annual fees. Why do you think I've been on the radio so long? My product does what it says, and I do what I say. Protect what you've earned and worked hard for. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
A
Aloha, Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning the big 5-0 this year. I want to be healthy enough to ski the Big Island on my next birthday. So I joined Straight Nutrition and got healthy God's way with their cutting-edge nutrition plan designed just for me. Before I started Straight Nutrition, I didn't sleep well and I was always tired. Now I sleep like a baby and I feel 20 years younger. You can too with Straight Nutrition's award-winning team of naturopaths, doctors, and nutritionists. They offer deep discounts on lab testing, nutrition counseling, and professional quality supplements. Straight Nutrition's mission is to strengthen God's body, and you are God's body. Their life-changing nutrition counseling is normally $85 an hour, but now it's only $42.50 to see a naturopath for an entire hour. That's right, only $42.50 for a naturopath. So get up to 6 hours for the price of three. Go to BlackFridayAnyDay.com. That's BlackFridayAnyDay.com. And get healthy God's way. Aloha.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike McIntosh, and I want to reach out today to anyone who's living in bondage to drugs or alcohol. Hey, I understand where you're at. I started drinking at 15, and later on, I nearly lost my sanity and my family due to drugs. If it weren't for the grace and power of Jesus Christ, I most likely would have died. I want you to know that there really is hope. And one of the best places I know where you can find that hope is Calvary Ranch. No matter how far gone you are, how lost you are, how addicted you are, Calvary Ranch is a great place to get the help and support you need to be free of drugs and alcohol and be all that God would have you be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Across the USA, then everybody be served like California.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Good. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Schmandel. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us on the show is Brian Jennings. Brian Jennings, a professional surfer who started walking on water. We're going to be talking about that, plus the film that's taking place that I think some of those shows are already sold out. We're going to talk about that, called Beyond Sight Movie. We're going to talk about Beyond Sight Movie. Brian, are you there with us?
I am here, and I actually have the star of Beyond Sight with me, Derek Robello, and his Pipeline surf coach with me.
Wow, you guys got a full crew there. All right, so let's talk about what's taking place. First and foremost, Brian, give us a little bit of history on the movie and when it's taking place, where it's taking place, and what people need to do to access this movie so they can attend.
Sure. Well, so we're excited. You know, I met Derek in Brazil about a year and a half ago, and he was born blind, but that does not stop him from surfing Pipeline, one of the most dangerous waves in the world. And I was really inspired by him, and so we went and produced his movie, and it's been a journey, and it's finally done, and we actually released the movie in the San Clemente Krikorian Movie Theater on Friday. And by God's grace and God's promotion, the movie has been number 3 in the box office for per screen average. So we're really excited about how many people turned out over the weekend and this week up in San Clemente. And the next theater it's going to be showing at is my hometown in San Diego, and it'll be at the La Paloma Movie Theater in Encinitas. And it's starting this Friday all the way through Thursday. But Friday is already sold out because there's a lot of youth ministries that have teamed up together to attend the screenings on Friday. But Saturday, I believe there might be some tickets available on Friday at the 8:30 showtime. But on Saturday and Sunday and all next week, we'll be in that movie theater, and I really suggest everybody brings their kids. It's fun. We have 6-year-olds and 60-year-olds that have all loved the movie, so we've been really happy with the turnout.
Awesome. I'm very excited for you. Now, tell me who's with you. You said there were two people with
you. So we have Derek Rebello, the star of the movie, blind surfer from Brazil. He's actually here with the movie. He'll be at the La Paloma Theater on Friday and Saturday. And then we also have with me right now Magno, who trained Derek to surf by blind and believed in him when nobody else did.
Okay, so are you all on the phone, or am I doing this through you? How are we doing this phone-wise?
We're all on the phone, okay. And if you need to ask them a question, let me know, and I'll put it on speakerphone so they can hear you.
Okay, here's my question. Put it on speakerphone. I got to ask this question.
Okay.
It doesn't take long, does it? Okay, so here's my question. First and foremost, let's talk to Derek in this process. Derek, you did the pipeline, and you did it blind. Were you afraid before you did the surfing?
Were you afraid before you did it?
Hi, good afternoon. I have too much faith in God.
Too much faith in God to be afraid, is that right?
Afraid.
Okay, here's how we're going to do it. Brian, I'm going to ask you and just have you relate it because I think speakerphone and radio doesn't work as well as we needed to.
You said he has too much faith in God to have fear.
Okay, boy, I wish that was true for a lot of Christians because that's an excellent point. And let me ask you this. And maybe you can ask Magna this for us. How did Magna make that choice, look at Derek and say, this person can do this?
Hey, Magno, can you tell them, how did you look at Derek and say, this person can do it, I believe in her?
So, go ahead and
hello, we were training in Brazil, and Derek was really comfortable in really crazy waves. And I was like, I'm a pro bodyboarder, and I've been coming to Hawaii for 10 years. And I was like, Derek, you know what? I think you can go to Hawaii. And he was like, serious? And I was, yes, for sure, you can do it. So he believed in me, I believed in him, and we all partnered together, and we went to Hawaii.
Brian, let me ask you this. In regards to the movie, you did this movie kind of in a documentary format, is that correct?
It is, yep.
And what led you to say, okay, here's the story with Derek, and he's blind, he's going to do the pipeline, and here's Matt, and Matt is going to train him. How did you say, you know what, I'm going to take this story and bring it to the Christian community?
This is, first of all, we're not just taking it to the Christian community. We actually first want to go to the lost community. That's why we're doing the movie screenings in the theaters, because I want to reach all those surfers and non-surfers out there that don't know the Lord but need the Lord. And I feel like this is the perfect way to do it, in a movie theater with an inspirational story. We've produced about 11 other movies. One was Bethany Hamilton's Heart of a Soul Surfer. She lost her arm in a shark attack, and then Hollywood made the Soul Surfer film based off of our documentary. And I also produced a movie called Walking on Water, where I take two boys on a dream surf trip around the world, and they learn about faith and other communities. That movie is available online on Netflix. So anyone that has Netflix, they can watch that movie for free tonight. It's called Walking on Water. But to answer your question, we were in Brazil showing the Walking on Water movie, and I met Derek, and everybody was so inspired by his story. And then I went and surfed with him in Rio, Brazil the next day, and I could not believe what I saw, that he was out there surfing big waves even though he was blind. And he taught me the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we're to live by faith and not by sight.
You know, this is a powerful testimony, and I'm glad you brought that up regarding the community. There are people that are Christians who I think need to see the movie just to have the element of inspiration, but this is also an opportunity for people that don't know Jesus to find out how a relationship with Jesus Christ can impact a person so as to change what they think they can accomplish independently versus their partnership with God. In that partnership with God, they can do anything. Especially if they walk by faith and not by sight. What was that the ultimate lesson that came to you through this process, or was it reinforcing that nothing is impossible?
You know what? I would say yes. I would say that's probably the biggest lesson I've learned, is that God God gave a lot of us eyeballs that work, but then he tells us in that scripture to stop using them. And I think what he means is stop looking at all the circumstances in your life that could hinder what God has put in your heart to go and do. Because everything that God puts, a lot of things that God puts in our hearts to go and do is impossible. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So he's pleased when we have to go and surf Pipeline Blind. He's pleased when we go and make a movie when we didn't have the money to do it. You know, when we take those steps of faith to just go for it and let him be the one providing every step along the way. Look, Magno believed in Derek enough to say, hey, here's my phone number. Give me a call. Maybe we'll go surfing someday. And then he did it, and then he took the next step. Hey, maybe we should surf again. Hey, let's surf a bunch of times. Let's become friends. Hey, you actually could surf Pipeline. So he kept taking the next step of faith. So I think, and for me, when I met him, it's like, hey, I'm just going to invite him to California. I don't have the money to do it, but I'm just going to do it in faith. And we just did it, and the first person that said they would come and film with me and Derek was Kelly Slater, 11-time world champion, the best surfer on planet Earth, and God opened an amazing door for the very first person that we tried to surf and film the movie with. We had no budget, and to make a long story short, a year and a half later, God provided through 400 people around the world who donated anywhere from $20 to $30,000 each. We were able to make this movie for a low budget, but when you see the film, people think we spent millions on it because of how beautiful it looks. And so, anyway, my point is, take those steps of faith because you'll be amazed at where you end up if you take that next step of faith that God's put on your heart. So stop waiting and do it. Like, do it right now. Like, turn the radio off and go do it right now.
Yeah, except don't turn the radio off yet, but that's a good one. All right, so a couple of things. One, and I love your illustration regarding faith, because when I talk to people about faith, I often think about Peter in the boat and just the moment where he took his leg and put it over the side of the boat to go on the water. It's that moment that he makes that decision, and I think for a lot of Christians, there is a call from the Lord to take that leg and put it over the side of the boat. Yeah, it's water, and yeah, it probably shouldn't happen, but God doesn't care. And so just take your leg, put it over the side of the boat, and get on the water and start the walk.
That's right.
I mean, that's just such a wonderful thing. Let me do this. I want to give you a quick opportunity because we only have about a minute left. You have walkingonwater.com. That's a website for you. That's your organization. You do surf camps. You help people at different levels. Plus, you have different movies that you've done. Can they get a lot of this from walkingonwater.com?
If there's parents listening right now, if you have kids or friends that have kids that are ages 6 through 18, they got to come to our surf camp. This is summer number 20 this summer. They're in Del Mar. They're also in La Jolla. We have day camps. We also have overnight camps. And they're so powerful. We have Bible studies at night. They're away from their phones and their technology, and all they're getting is God's creation and God's word and a bunch of counselors that love them. So get them to our camp. And then I encourage anyone listening to, please buy tickets. Come to La Paloma Theater. By buying tickets, you're supporting us as independent Christian filmmakers. We need that support. And then don't make your non-believer friends buy a ticket. Buy them one. If you can afford it, buy them a $10 ticket and say, hey, I bought you a ticket. There's a value to that. Come and see this cool movie about a blind guy, the Search Pipeline. Let's get over there to the theater. And it's a perfect opportunity to bring non-believer friends to La Paloma Theater in Encinitas this Friday all the way through Thursday. And all of the tour dates, and to buy the tickets, you go to beyondsightmovie.com and you go to the tour page. So beyondsightmovie.com is where you want to go, or you can go to walkingonwater.com. Either way, you'll see all the links.
All right. Great job, Brian, and I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having us. God bless you guys. Live by faith, not by sight. Let's do this.
Love it. Great job. That's Brian Jennings, walkingonwater.com for the surf camp.
Goodbye.
And then beyondsightmovie.com. You want to see a movie about a blind person serving the pipeline, that's what you want to do. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, wow, DDDs and news that will make you smile.
Tell a friend.
about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
After his resurrection, Jesus gave his disciples their mission: go into all the world and preach the gospel. But what about his 21st century disciples? Welcome to your world. Seven continents, 195 countries, 7 billion people speaking 7,000 languages, all needing grace, mercy, and salvation. We're Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches among people they know and who know them. Our pastors are now in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. We'd like to share their stories with you. On Saturday, April 5, you'll enjoy inspiring music from renowned marimbas Tatsuo Sasaki and friends. We'll share our pastors' church planting efforts and how you can partner with them to spread the gospel. A free will offering will be taken and brunch is complimentary, but you must RSVP in advance. Visit whitefields.org to RSVP today. Whitefields.org. On April 5, you'll discover no pastor should be a stranger.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe making the cash call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by iBuyTerm.com and our good friend Tarek. We've talked about this before. It's one of the better stories. It's one of the better stories. You can't really argue with that. He's taking an application from somebody who's sitting in a parking lot while the wife is shopping at CVS. That's how easy they've made it at iBuyTerm.com. That's as easy as it gets. You call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. Obviously, you can go to iBuyTerm.com, get it all done there. If you're, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, and you're looking to, I'd like to get 30, 40, 50,000 just to cover things, just to make sure that there's not debt, just to make sure college education is taken care of, just to make sure the replacement income is there, you're probably looking at somewhere about 40, 50 bucks a month. Here's the bottom line. They'll tell you what's a good amount of what will work for you. They'll work with you. And Tarek will make sure that you get the right information. You go to iBuyTerm.com. You know it was very effective for me when I was a younger man when my father passed away. So I am a strong endorser of term life insurance. We just want to say howdy ho. And if you talk to Tarek, tell him I said hi. Okay. We're going to do a couple of things. We got our special guest is going to be in the studio at the top of the hour. In the meantime, we're going to do a very short DDD. Can I do a very short DDD? Is that all right with you? I got like, what, 3 minutes?
Dave, I would say it's not all right with me, and you would do it anyway.
Well, that's true. The one thing has nothing to do with the other, and so shall it ever be. Here it is, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4. We're going to do a little bit of spiritual teaching. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4 says this: "For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods. And his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God as the heart of David his father had been." Here's the skippy on that whole passage. His wives turned him. Solomon's heart was turned. His wives turned his heart away, helped move him in the wrong direction. Here's the key. Solomon broke God's covenant by taking multiple wives from bad and unacceptable places. God said, you can't associate with people over here. You can't be connected to people over here. And Solomon not only connected, he was marrying them. And he was adding them. 700 wives and princesses and 300 concubines. Guy was losing his mind. Here's what he did. He opened himself up to sin. Did you hear what I said? He opened himself up to sin. And you know what happened? Robo producer, you know what happened when he opened himself up to sin? Ready?
He fell like a rock.
Sin kicked his teeth in.
It'll do it every time.
Every time. Here's the bottom line. You're thinking, well, why? Why did he open himself up to sin? The scripture tells you why. It says this, "And his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God." When your heart is not fully in, when you are not all the way in, it's kind of like going into water. When you're at the pool and you put one leg and one arm in, you're not all the way in the water. You have some water, but you're not in the water. You got to get all the way in. So when we're talking about our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and how we interact with one another and how we love God first with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and we love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we're not talking about doing this 60%, 70%, 80%. It's 100%. Let me explain to you something that people are going to get offended by. I can't help you. Guess what? When you make a decision to follow Jesus, you're not doing him a favor. You're doing you a favor. And to be partly in just gives the enemy access to make things miserable for you. That's what you and I do all too often. You know what we got to stop doing? Giving sin the opportunity to kick our teeth in. We got to stop doing that. We got to give our heart fully and wholly unto the Lord. Not, oh, but I'm going to reserve this part because I know I can keep this part secret. You can't keep it secret. Sin will find you out. And if you leave that opening, it will hurt you. Fully in or fully susceptible. That's a decision you and I have to make. And if we call him Lord Jesus Christ, that means he's in charge of everything. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, our special guest, Pastor Ray, going to be lots of fun. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.